Welcome back to In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples here, joined by Kevin Ingram. He's the president of Manhattan Christian College here as we kind of preview the spring semester, what's left of it here as we look forward to summer. And some people who are going to be looking forward to summer are the senior students, and we're going to talk a little bit about commencement activities coming up.
Yeah, our seniors are obviously out working on jobs and working on roles that they're going to play when they graduate. Some will be going to graduate school. Some have already gotten roles where, you know, they're going to be serving in churches in different areas. And so it's pretty exciting to see them get ramped up. They got that, you know, the game face look on because they want to finish these last few weeks strong, and really proud of them. Our commencement's at May 11th. We hold it at 2 in the afternoon, and you know, appreciate the partnership with K-State because we're able to use Forum Hall and rent that facility because it's such a wonderful facility to have an event like graduation in, and we're really thrilled to have that opportunity to use the facility, and we really do have a special day. One of the things that we're able to do in our activity center and the Howie's Activity Center is we've always had a luncheon, and we'd had it elsewhere, but now last year we were able to have our first graduation luncheon in our campus for graduates and their families, and we had over 400 there. One of the 400 people there enjoying it, and one of the things that people often say about the strengths of MCC is our community. We're a small college, and be able to enjoy the community of knowing the students. We know many of their parents. They come to sporting events and parents' weekends and everything else. So we really get to know the families and their grandparents, even some of them. And so on commencement day, when we have that luncheon, it's just kind of a family gathering. And it's wonderful to be in the room. Our graduates get to get up and share what their future plans are. And that's always a blessing and encouraging to hear. You know, last year we had a graduate who was was a veteran and had served time overseas and was able to share his testimony of what that time meant and how proud he was to now finish his college degree, and his family was there. And I don't think there was a dry eye in the house, period, much less from his family, every one of us, because it's just and shares the uniqueness of the day when people really get to celebrate. Our speaker's R.D. Cogswell, and R.D. is an MCC alum who was a pastor in Topeka, Kansas, who's a board member at MCC, but he's now president of the AIM 5 Foundation in Topeka that serves supporting missions around the world. And we're really glad that R.D. can join us this year. And it's going to be a fun day. It's going to be an exciting day. I'm sure people will see the flags and stuff like that up on our campus because we really want to celebrate that commencement and see where our alumni are going in the future and what all the impact that they're going to be making. And so it's going to be pretty cool.
Just an estimate on how many seniors do you project will be graduating here?
Well, we average in the 60 range, you know, some years more, some years less. I haven't seen the total of the final total. Our faculty, they put together, they have to petition for graduation. Our faculty have to approve that. Because one of the unique things that we have at MCC that students are required, and it's through our accreditation with the Association of Biblical Higher Education, not only do they have to do academic work and pass it satisfactorily, but they also have to do Christian service. And they have to have 7 semesters of at least 16 hours of service in the community, at a church. And they serve in a variety of ways, Boys and Girls Club, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, at churches, at other organizations. And so that's a part of the decision that we have to see not only what they did academically, but what they did. Our mission is to educate, equip, and enrich. And so we want to focus on the head. We want to focus on the heart, but we also want to focus on the hands. What are they doing with their life, and what are they making a difference and an impact with? So that's a part of the process. So when you ask the number, we're still filtering through all of that. Our faculty will approve those lists at their faculty meeting this month, but we're usually in the 50 to 60 range on average. So we've had as high as 88, which makes the room pretty tight because we have to give out tickets and they're limited to how many family members. But I'm guessing we'll be in the 50 to 60 range this year of just some great young people who are going to be out hitting the world making a difference.
All right. Fantastic. Let's talk a little bit about summer for our students.
Yeah, we part of what our students are required, for one, they have an academic requirement that one summer or at least in a semester or two, they're required to do an internship, and it's called their directed field experience. They have to serve in the area their degree is in with a professional who's full-time in that area, and they're required like 450 hours of focus in that area, and then they get reviewed on it, and they have to – it's a pass-fail. If where they've been serving says they didn't do a satisfactory job, they don't pass, they've got to do it again. And so that's one of the things some of our students will be doing this summer, churches, camps, ministries, nonprofits, organizations related to their degree. We also have a chunk of our students, we have about 16 of them, who will be serving on camp teams, and it's one of our big recruiting efforts. We go to church camps all over the Midwest and Southwest, go as far as California, as far east as Indiana and Illinois, and then every place in between. And these 16 students travel every week. They may have a Saturday off. Sunday they're going to another camp. They get working Sunday night. They work through Friday morning. They come back to town if they're close enough, stay in our residence halls, clean clothes, repack, restore, go back again. And those 16 students are really the front lines for us connecting with other students, and we appreciate the service that they do. But we also have students who serve at churches, and it's not for their academic experience. They just want the opportunity. Camps, like we have a number of students who go work at Kanakuk, a big camp in Missouri. I know a lot of the Manhattan kids have served in that and gone to those camps, and they do missions around the world. In the last few years, students have been to Africa and Germany and Ireland and Scotland and Indonesia and, just different countries all around the world to go serve in missions, and it's really pretty exciting. Here in another week or two, we'll have our chapel service where everybody shares what their plans are. And so it's exciting to hear that. And so some are for our students, again, head, heart, and hands. We want them involved and active. And then one of our professors, Dave Caperi, in our missions program is going to be leading every other year. He wants to do a mission trip. So for 9 weeks, we have 9 students going to Poland to serve in ministry and missions, reaching out to young people there and people in Poland. And so it's going to be exciting to see what their summer entails. So it's going to be a good summer, busy summer. Everybody keep busy.
All right. Looking forward to it here. And again, the website here for Manhattan Christian College where you can get all this information, and especially on the Vision 360 banquet on April 12th, mccks.edu. Kevin, good to have you here again.
Brandon, thank you very much for always hosting me so well. Thank you.
All right. Kevin Ingram again, president from Manhattan Christian College. That'll do it here for In Focus here today on News Radio KMAN. Tomorrow we'll be talking Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. We'll have a guest in studio for that for the whole hour.
You know something that's remarkable? Kevin Ingram showed up, and the sun came out.
Came out. That's good.
It's 10 a.m.